It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull tonight with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We are live in Sydney tonight as we have a girls' MAC basketball contest as the Sydney Warriors are hosting the BG Bobcats. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed, and you can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. A good old rivalry matchup here tonight between the BG and the Sydney girls. If we take a look at the MAC standings in Division 1, Sydney comes in with a record of 6-5 in the league, and BG is 4-7. But, you know, these games are super important right now if you're looking at the MAC playoffs in terms of playoff standings. Maybe you're not going into the top four type of scenario, but you're looking to get those extra playoff games, which you get a couple more extra games at home. Maybe you can get a couple more wins, get into the sectional tournament. So these games really still do matter down the stretch. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll set the scene a little bit more for the Warriors and the Bobcats, as we'll have tip-off in just a couple of minutes here on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. I'm Nate Lull. We got high school hoops tonight on WCDO. Stay tuned.
The Winter Was Now sale is on at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Every vehicle on both lots is slashed by $1,000. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales. Right now, every car, truck, van, and SUV on our two lots is reduced by $1,000. All makes, including Chevy, Ford, Jeep, and Nissan, slashed by $1,000. Buick, Dodge, Ram, GMC, Toyota, and many more, all reduced by $1,000 during our Winter Was Now sale. Plus, Butler Auto will give you the absolute highest trade-in value. You can even make an appointment for us to buy your car outright. And of course, we have financing for every credit situation, no matter your credit score. And for your convenience, you can buy your vehicle online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com, and we will deliver it right to your house. So check out the biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles during the Winter Was Now sale at Butler Auto Sales, with lots on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Ave in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more, Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 8 to 1.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Of course, it's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots. BG girls visiting Sydney here tonight. Let's do our starting lineups first for BG and longtime head coach Bob Conway. We did already pause for the national anthem, so we're good to go there. Their starting lineup tonight, they will start with junior number 12, Celeste Baldwin. A senior number 14, Danielle McEntee. They have sophomore number 22, Jonna Henderson. They have junior number 24, Jordan Parsons, and senior number 25, Abigail Wambacher. A little bit of a different starting lineup tonight for head coach Donnie Pierce and the Sydney girls. They're going to start their three seniors tonight, as it is senior night here in Sydney. We're happy to be here to support these seniors. They are going to start with senior number 10, Anna Dewey, senior number 25, Anna Tomeo, senior number 13, Courtney Mondor, and they will also start with two of the regular starters, a junior number 5, Emma Simmons, and a sophomore number 2, Ava Sirigliano. Been so impressed with Sirigliano and with Simmons this year. They've had a fantastic year for Sydney. On the other side, Celeste Baldwin, who was out early with some injuries, is back now for BG, and she has really kind of added a nice scoring punch for the Bobcats that they were missing consistently earlier in the season. And you add her in with a couple of their other key players, and I think this should be a really good game here tonight between these two. I really, you know, somebody asked me pregame, who do you think is going to win this one? You could, I mean, it's cliche, but you could flip a coin because I think these teams are very evenly matched, and I think it should be a fun one here tonight. So, senior night. And, of course, a nice crowd on hand as well, a little extra atmosphere here between the Warriors and the Bobcats. Sydney's going to be in the home white uniforms tonight with the maroon trim. It says Warriors in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there, has the Sydney S on the side of the shorts. And the Bobcats are in the road navy blue uniforms. The white trim says Bobcats in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Both teams coming out of their huddle one last time, waiting for tonight's opening tip. Got the big Sydney S at midcourt. Going to be Ava Sirigliano here for Sydney, jumping it up as the Warriors will go right to left. And jumping it up here for BG will be Jonna Henderson, but Sirigliano with that size advantage wins the opening tip. And here are the Sydney Warriors. Emma Simmons steps in for a long two. It's a line drive shot, no good, rebound for Baldwin of BG. And the Bobcats will bring it down the floor for the first time tonight, going left to right. Here's Celeste Baldwin, a little dribble drive to the free throw line. Now we'll hand one off, looking for Henderson. Henderson down low, trying to find Wambacher. It was tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Wambacher. It's going to go to Sydney. 7.5 to go in the first quarter, and we are scoreless so far. Both teams feeling each other out here a little bit in the early going. Warriors with the basketball. Here is Sirigliano in front of the BG bench. Works one back out for Emma Simmons for three. Too strong. Rebound on the far side is picked up by BG. McEntee with an outlet pass here to Celeste Baldwin. Steps through two defenders. Goes for the left-handed layup. It was tipped, and out of bounds it goes. Will stay with BG. Baldwin just tried to kind of have that finger roll to lay it off the glass, but it was tipped and out of bounds. BG with the nice execution on the inbounds play here, and they find McEntee off the pass from Baldwin, and BG leads 2-0 with a minute gone in the first quarter here in Sydney tonight. Simmons finds Sirigliano straight away. Little pump fake, lost control of it though, and BG with a steal and into the safe hands of Baldwin. Front of the scorer's table on the right side. Now to the left side here for Sydney. For BG. Sydney on defense at the moment with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. BG with the basketball. Henderson goes to Baldwin, closely guarded by Sirigliano. BG going left to right, 10 on the shot clock. Baldwin comes off a screen, steps back for three, left it short, and Sirigliano is able to scoop up the loose change. Back down the floor right side for the Sydney Warriors. Leaves it for Emma Simmons, pump fakes. Looking for a little pass to the interior here. Emma's stuck in a tough spot, now has to dish one off for Anna Dewey. Dewey will work one back out for Simmons. Steps through two defenders, tosses it up, gets the shot to go, but they'll say it was on the floor. Foul's going to be on Wambacher, her first, team's first, against BG. So Sydney will be doing the inbounding duties. And they'll have Courtney Mondor working one into Dewey, finds Tomeo. Her jumper from the right side is a little too strong, and Baldwin with the rebound. Baldwin back down the floor, 5:50 to go first quarter, a 2-0 lead for the Bobcats still. Wambacher passes down low, finds a wide open Danielle McEntee, who has scored both buckets here for BG, and she finishes. And the Bobcats have a 4-0 lead with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Sydney with the basketball. They go to Dewey. Down low. Tries to dish one for Mondor. It was stolen away. Back the other way now for the Bobcats. McEntee wide open. Left-handed layup. It rolls off the rim and is no good. Serigliano in transition. Lost control of it. Ball rolling out of bounds. And looks like it's going to stay with Sydney. Well, that was a hot potato there for a minute. Coach Pierce wants to call a timeout. Talk things over. 5:10 to go in the first. It is BG4 and Sydney nothing. We'll be back on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, ball comes into Emma Simmons. Her left-handed shot off the glass is no good. Serigliano is there to clean it up for Sydney. Back out for Simmons, who's open for three. Left this one a little bit short and a rebound underneath for Celeste Baldwin. So BG has a 4-0 lead over Sydney with 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats with the basketball. They go to the right side for Wambacher. Again, BG going left to right. Wambacher has her pocket picked. Sydney back the other way. Right-handed layup in transition is off the mark and no good for Michaela Bales. Ball went out of bounds. It's going to go back to BG, and they're going to bring some full-court pressure. Sydney, that is. Bales did everything but finish there. And then on the rebound, it went off the leg of Serigliano and out of bounds. Full court pressure is handled here by BG as Baldwin gets across midcourt, shovels into the corner, gets a little give and go from McEntee, can't finish though, gets her own rebound. Tries to shovel one back through for McEntee, and it was taken away here by Sydney instead. Here's Serigliano across midcourt. Serigliano pump fakes, goes to Mondor, back to Simmons straight away. Simmons with a little step in and now punches her way back out. Passes to the left wing side for Michaela Bales. Her shot no good. Rebound for Simmons. Simmons to the inside for Mondor. Good, hard, strong move. Couldn't get the shot to go, though. A 3:40 to go in this first quarter. And Baldwin will work it back up the floor here for Sydney. Here is Danielle Baldwin. Or Celeste, excuse me. Celeste Baldwin to the far side. All you BG fans will know that name. Danielle Baldwin, of course. They go to Kazmierski, and she is fouled. Kazmierski into the game, took a hip check, though, at the left elbow, and was fouled. Both teams going to the bench here. Jaislyn Henderson will come in for BG, and now stepping in will be Emma Constable for the Sydney Warriors. BG with the basketball on their own baseline, looking to get it in. Going to be a 5-second call, and it's going to go back to Sydney. With 3:25 to go in the first quarter. And so the Warriors will get it back, and here comes Emma Simmons back down the floor. Across the big Sydney S, will go to the high post to the interior. Good pass from Serigliano, finding Mondor, but her shot wouldn't go down, and a rebound again for Sydney. Passing one ahead here for McEntee. McEntee works it back out, finds Baldwin straight away. Baldwin forces one up, shot won't go. Rebound Serigliano. And Serigliano in transition. Stops at the top of the three-point line, finds Emma Simmons, who steps in, a floater in the paint. It is no good. And a rebound again for Baldwin underneath. With 2:45 to go in the first. It is BG 4 and Sydney nothing. Here's Baldwin in the paint. We'll dish one back out. Bobcats looking to work it around with Jordan Parsons. Now to Baldwin. Finds Henderson at the left elbow. And a jumper here. Won't go down. Srigliano with a rebound. And she's looking to run. Srigliano in transition. The kiss off the glass there is no good. And another rebound for BG. Bobcats have done a very good job of limiting Sydney to one shot here. Bobcats back down the floor, going left to right. Here is Baldwin at the top of the key. Baldwin looking for answers. Goes to McEntee with a pass on the right side. 10 on the shot clock. A minute 55 to go in the first quarter. It is BG 4 and Sydney nothing. And here is Baldwin. Tries to fire up a three late in the shot clock. It was partially tipped. And Sydney comes away with the basketball. Simmons across midcourt finds Mondor to the left side, finds Michaela Bales, and she is fouled on a reach-in here by Baldwin. With a minute 40 to go in the first quarter, a 4-0 lead for BG over Sydney in a low-scoring defensive affair so far. Team foul situation going to be three so far on the Bobcats and one on Sydney. Ball gets tipped on the inbounds pass. So it will stay with the Warriors. And so doing the inbounding duties now will be Emma Constable finding Emma Simmons. Simmons, little stutter step, gets into the paint, tosses one up, and it's good. And Simmons is able to find the bottom of the bucket. She went crashing in there. Thought there maybe could have been a call either way. Instead, they let him play, and Simmons is able to find the bottom of the bucket. Back down the floor. Here's Baldwin. Feeds it inside for McEntee, and she finishes. And Danielle McEntee now has all six of Bainbridge's points, and the BG Bobcats lead 6-2 with 1:05 to go in the first. Simmons at the top of the key. Little crossover, floater in the lane. Again, left it short. Baldwin with a rebound. Here comes Celeste back down the floor. Baldwin will now pump the brakes and pull it back out. Passes far side for Jonna Henderson. Down low for McEntee. Forces it up and a foul on Srigliano. With 47 seconds to go in the first quarter, this will send the senior, Danielle McEntee, to the line. As Mirsky is going to come back in. And this will send Jaslyn Henderson back to the bench. And in the meantime, McEntee trying to increase this BG lead. McEntee's first shot, no good. Rolled off the rim after hitting twice. With 47 seconds to go in this first quarter, it's BG 6 and Sydney 2. Low scoring so far. And the second shot is good for McEntee. So she has 7 points. And it's BG 7, Sydney 2, with 47 seconds to go in the first quarter. And so Simmons comes across midcourt, holding on, goes to the right side, little give and go back from Constable. Back to Emma Simmons, tosses it up, shot was partially blocked, and the rebound comes down here to Celeste Baldwin. Baldwin across midcourt, bounce pass for Kazmierski, left side corner. Kazmierski will dish one back out for Baldwin. In the corner for three, got it, Celeste with her first bucket. And it's BG 10 and Sydney 2. 10 seconds left here in the first quarter. Simmons, top of the key, goes for Constable to the high post. Back out for Emma Simmons. 5 seconds left. Simmons just has to toss one up in the paint. There's nowhere to go, and that's going to do it. Her shot was off the mark. It's BG 10 and Sydney 2, the end of the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. And our score is 10-2. The BG girls leading Sydney here at the break. The break between the first and second quarter. Not close to halftime quite yet. And BG has the basketball here with a nice lead on the road. They weathered that storm in the first quarter. And they're trying to run through the offense here to start this second frame. Kazmierski for three on the right side. Got it. Taylor Kazmierski from downtown. And BG has hit back-to-back threes. Baldwin, then Kazmierski. And the Bobcats lead 13-2 with 7.5 to go in the second quarter. Here's a long two from Constable. Rolls out of bounds. And is going to go back here to the Bobcats. Sydney's going to try some full court pressure here. They need some turnovers, and they have just not had any chance at any easy buckets so far. Baldwin with an inbounds pass finds McEntee. Will now dish it off to Baldwin. Baldwin at midcourt gets into the paint, tries to toss one up. It's blocked by Sirigliano. Kazmierski came down with the ball, though, and goes back to Baldwin. Comes off a screen. Baldwin now will find Kazmierski straight away. Kazmierski pulls it out. She's got five on the shot clock. Has to go to Wambacher. Across now for Jordan Parsons. And she's not going to have time to get that off before the shot clock expires. With 6:58 to go in the second quarter, our score 13-2. BG girls still leading Sydney. Warriors still trying to find their way on offense so far tonight. And here is Emma Simmons to the right side. Heads into the paint and... she's going to get a foul call here. Let's see who this one's on. It will be on Wambacher. BG not pleased with the call here. It's going to send Emma Simmons to the line. Wambacher now has two fouls. The team's first in the second quarter, but two personal on Wambacher. She heads to the bench, and Jonna Henderson comes back in. And maybe this is what Emma Simmons needs, just a chance to take a deep breath at the line. First shot, no good. Hits the front of the rim. So our score is BG 13 and Sydney 2. 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. As Simmons goes 0-for-2 at the line. Rebound, though, to Sirigliano, and she puts it in. So Sirigliano cleans up the mess there and is able to deposit it in for 2 points. Makes our score BG 13 and Sydney 4. 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Bobcats trying to run the flex here as they go to the right side. Looking for McEntee. Great backdoor cut there for Jonna Henderson, and she just couldn't finish. A nice cut. Everybody came running through, and she just couldn't make the layup. Tough break there for the Bobcats. Shot here for the Warriors. Back the other way. It won't go down. Shot was taken. And then Simmons gets the rebound, and she's fouled. Initial shot there for Sydney was taken by Emily Russo. And so Simmons right back to the line here. And I think Emma's at the point now, Emma Simmons for Sydney, where she's like, okay, I can't, not hitting my outside shots. I got to take this to the interior, see if I can get to the line if I can't get a shot off in there. First shot for Simmons is good. So Emma Simmons now with 3 points. Our score is BG 13 and Sydney 5 with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Second shot for Simmons is good. And she's starting to find a little bit of a rhythm here. It's 13-6. And so the Bobcats looking to get it in. They find McEntee. She hands one off to Kazmierski, who's across midcourt and into the offensive end of the floor for BG as they go left to right. They find Parsons. On the left side. Parsons leaves it for McEntee. Now for Henderson. Her shot is partially tipped. And Sirigliano is there to scoop up the rebound. Rigliano in transition, and we're going to have a foul, I believe, on BG. Yes, going to be on Henderson. And that's her first and the team's third with 5:40 to go in the second quarter. 13-6 is our score. Sydney will get it in after the foul. Team foul situation, BG with three, Sydney with none here in the second quarter. They'll dish one off, a jumper for Sydney won't go down for Michaela Bales. Rebound for Baldwin. Baldwin going to try to take it coast to coast here. Her right-handed layup won't go. Guess who's there for the rebound? Sirigliano. Boy, she's been just great on the glass here for Sydney. Sirigliano passing one for Constable on the right side. Back for Emma Simmons. To the far side for Bales. Bales tries to pass to the interior. Instead goes back up top for Simmons. 10 on the shot clock. Shovel pass. Back far side for Bales. A long two is no good, and Baldwin with a rebound. Good box out position there by Baldwin to scoop that up. And it's going to be a timeout taken here by Coach Conway for BG. With 4:50 to go in the second quarter, our score is BG 13 and Sydney 6. We'll be back on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And out of the timeout, BG with the basketball. They'll work one into Baldwin, but the pass was over her head near midcourt, and she couldn't save it before it went out of bounds, and the ball's going to go back to Sydney with 4:25 to go in the second quarter, and our score is 13-6, BG girls on top of Sydney here tonight. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as we have a jump ball, it'll stay with Sydney. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. We also record all these games. We put them in our game audio archive. You can go back there and check those out anytime at WCDOsports.com. Again, all courtesy of SFCU. Sydney with the basketball on the baseline. A pull-up jumper here is off the mark for Courtney Mondor. Celeste Baldwin with another rebound. Long pass ahead for McEntee. On the left, low block. McEntee, a little up and under, was blocked. And the foul's going to be on Courtney Mondor. And this is going to send McEntee to the line. She's got a game-high 7 points so far for BG. And so with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, it'll be BG back to the line. They lead 13-6 at the moment. First shot is good, a line drive, but they count. And McEntee now has 8 points. She has been a really good player for BG this year, consistently scoring in double figures. And the second shot coming here for McEntee, no good. Rebound, Sirigliano. And Ava's just so tall in there, scoops up those rebounds with ease. 3:55 to go, second quarter, BG 14 and Sydney 6. Pass to the high post here for Sirigliano, but it was ripped away. Sydney takes it back. Ball pinballing around. It's going to roll out of bounds and going to go back to BG. Boy, that was Sirigliano had it, and then the ball tipped off of a BG player. Sydney got it back, and then they ran out of bounds with it. That was quite the little stretch there over the last minute or second or two. Kazmierski near midcourt finds Baldwin, steps in for a jumper. Rolls off the back of the rim and a rebound for Mondor. Gets it into the hands here of Emma Simmons. Simmons to the right side. Will now work one for Constable. Tried to feed it into the corner, but BG was there for a steal. Now for Baldwin. Baldwin in transition to the left side. Wants to pass down low, finds McEntee, who scores. Great court vision there by Baldwin to find McEntee. And a great finish there for her. She now has 10 points. Makes it 16-6. A straightaway three here for Simmons, no good. Sirigliano will rebound. She tosses it up, but won't go down. And another rebound here for BG. Baldwin ahead for Kazmierski. Can't hit the layup. Rebound, though, by Henderson, and she'll pull it back out. BG leads 16-6, 2:40 to go in the second. And a shot here from McEntee. Rolls off the rim. And a rebound for Sirigliano. And Sirigliano back across midcourt, finds Simmons, goes to the far side. Again, as Sidney's in the white with the maroon trim, going right to left. Sirigliano gets a pass back, shoots from the foul line, off the mark. Rebound for Constable, leaves it for Mondor, and her shot off the glass is good. So Mondor has been working hard, finally gets a basket to go down. With 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, our score is BG 16 and Sidney 8. Here is Baldwin to the right side. Little give and go, gets it back now at the foul line. Baldwin down low, a little up and under, it won't go. Rolled off the front, and a rebound for, guess who, Sirigliano. Now back to Simmons. Finds Sirigliano, thought about a three, pump fakes on it. Takes it into the paint, works one back to the outside. Sidney frustrated here, trying to get the ball to the interior, but the BG defense is clamped down. Pass inside for Mondor, and she's fouled. And so this is going to send Mondor to the line. And so Mondor will step in here on senior night, looking to shoot two. Sidney just trying to keep this close here before the halftime break to see what they can do with a minute and a half to go in this second quarter. So Mondor settles in. First shot at the line, no good. Went wide to the right. And the second one coming. If you're BG, you're trying to protect this lead that you've built, taking it into the halftime break. Second shot coming here for Mondor. And this one is up and no good, and Baldwin with another rebound. Fighting hard in there, is able to find that basketball off the miss. Here's Baldwin to the right side. Bounce pass for McEntee, far side. With a minute 20 to go, and BG leading by 8, 16-8 that is. Kazmierski for 3, rattles in and out. Almost halftime here. Back down the floor here for Emma Simmons. Simmons goes for Mondor on the right side. Dishes one out for Dewey, and now back to Emma Simmons. Simmons looking for some options here, trying to get a screen from Sirigliano. Steps back, NBA range 3 is no good, and Baldwin with another rebound. And Baldwin's going to take her time here coming across the big Sidney S at midcourt. Baldwin with a bounce pass finds McEntee. Pass to the interior for Baldwin. Dishes one over for Wambacher, who scores. Wambacher puts it up and in, and points are at a premium right now, and BG's finding him. BG leads 18-8, 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Pull-up jumper rolls in here for Sidney. And that was Michaela Bales off the dish from a Sirigliano. 20 seconds left, second quarter. BG leads 18-10. Baldwin to the left side will shovel it over to McEntee. Now to Henderson. Henderson left side finds McEntee. With 6 on the clock. Now back to Baldwin. Baldwin to McEntee. He's going to have to toss one up at the buzzer, and it won't go. And our halftime scores, the BG girls leading Sidney 18-10. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report in just a few minutes here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
That number handy in your phone or glove box, 563-9299.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Our score here at the half, 18-10. The BG girls are leading the Sydney Warriors. Time for now for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Of course, Marabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. Scoring summary in the first half. First for BG, 10 points from Danielle McEntee. She's off to a good start here tonight. And then a three apiece from Celeste Baldwin, Taylor Kazmersky, and two from Abigail Wambacher. On the other side here for Sydney, 4 points. That's a team high from Emma Simmons, and then two apiece from Courtney Mondor, Ava Sirigliano, and Michaela Bales. They have tried to get things going on offense. They've tried some different looks. They tried putting in that full court pressure to get some turnovers and some easy looks, but you know, this has been tough. It's just one of those nights where the shots are not falling for the Sydney Warriors, and so they're doing their best, and sometimes you just have to go into the halftime break and regroup and see what you can do. I think the good news, if you're a Sydney fan, is that you're only down 8 points right now. You know, BG did not build this insurmountable lead, and this is a very much a lead that you could chip away at, I guess you could say. So if you are Sydney, you have the ability to fill it up and score quick with Sirigliano and with Simmons. So you can easily chip back into this game if you are the Sydney Warriors. If you're BG, keep doing what you're doing, running that offense. You found a lot of good looks, and if you can continue to finish, you should be able to protect this lead. It's our Marabito Energy Products halftime report here. Marabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. Halftime score, 18-10, BG Girls on top of Sydney. We'll be back with more in just a few minutes on CDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Marabito Energy Products halftime report here in Sydney. Our score 18-10. The BG girls on top of Sydney here. And again, it was 10 points for Danielle McEntee here in this first half, which has really helped BG build this lead up a little bit here. Again, 3 for Celeste Baldwin, 3 for Taylor Kazmersky, and 2 for Abigail Wambacher so far for BG. On the other side, 4 points for Emma Simmons, 2 for Courtney Mondor, 2 for Ava Sirigliano, and 2 for Michaela Bales. You never know with this Sydney team. They can explode at any time, so I think if you're BG, you got to keep doing what you're doing, great defense, executing on offense. And they had a couple of wide-open layups that they were running off that flex offense, which Coach Conway is so famous for. that they just missed the layup, so they could have had a 10 or a 12-point lead, I think. And so I think if you're BG, concentrate on finishing those easy ones, and you've built a nice lead here on the road against a team that's right ahead of you in the standings. So they got to be excited about that for the opportunity to have a chance to come in here and try to pick up a win tonight. All right, we'll take one last quick break here on the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, our halftime score, 18-10, BG on top of Sydney. We'll be back with the third quarter in just a minute on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the third quarter, BG with the basketball going right to left. And they're going to throw this one away as they tried to go to the interior. They were looking for Wambacher off her hands and out of bounds. Again, BG is in the maroon, they're in the navy blue here tonight with the white trim. Sydney coming back down the floor. They are in the white with the maroon trim here tonight. As they now go left to right, they'll pass to the interior and looking for Russo, who throws one off the glass, and it's good. So Emily Russo with that basket. Now we're going to have a traveling violation on BG. So things starting to come unraveled a little bit here for the Bobcats in the first 30 seconds of this third quarter. And so let's see if Sydney can jump right back into this ball game with 7:20 to go in the third. Our score is 18-12. BG girls leading Sydney as we start the third quarter. Sirigliano to the interior, passes one back out. Jumper for Ava is off the mark. Rebound for Celeste Baldwin of BG. Baldwin in the backcourt is being hounded here by Emma Simmons, but Celeste will get across midcourt, finds McEntee, who's got 10 points so far, finds Henderson, pull-up jumper from the foul line is no good, rebound McEntee, back out for Jonna Henderson, off the glass, and the kiss is good there for Henderson. Gets that shot to go, and makes it BG 20, and it's Sydney 12, three ball in transition from Sirigliano, no good. Rebound for Mondor, and she's fouled as she tried to go back up for the left-handed layup. Foul is by Celeste Baldwin with 6:38 to go here in the third. Going to be the second personal on Baldwin and going to be the first team foul here in the second half on the BG Bobcats. So Mondor is going to step in at the line here, and her first shot will not go. Second one coming. Mondor has been really good on the interior tonight, showing a lot of effort, a lot of hustle on the glass. And she gets rewarded with the trip to the line for it this time. Second shot for Mondor won't go, so she'll go 0-2. But Sydney's going to hold on to possession here. As Henderson was jockeying for that rebound, it bounced off of her shoulder and out of bounds. And so the Warriors will look to get it in. They find Simmons down low. She was blocked. Ball pinballing around, and Kazmierski comes out of there with the basketball. Kazmierski gets a screen, picks up her dribble in a tough spot, has to chuck one forward, and finds Jonna Henderson, and now she has her pocket picked by Sirigliano. You know, Sirigliano might be tall, but she's able to get in there with guard-like hands for Sydney. Here is Simmons, top of the key, feeds one far side. To the interior now, looking for Russo. To Sirigliano on the right side. Pump fakes down low. Ball knocked out of bounds. Going to stay with Sydney. Looks like BG's going to go to the bench here. Henderson will come out. It's So Johnham will come out, but Jaslyn Henderson will come in. Mondor finding Emma Simmons at the right low block. She was blocked again, was trying to draw the contact there for the foul, and the Zebra Crew's not going to give it to her. Baldwin, right side for three, got it. Celeste has not had many open shots, but when she does, she buries them. She's got two threes. And BG leads 23-12 with 5:40 to go in the third. Pass to the outside, and a jumper won't go down here for the Sydney Warriors and Michaela Bales, but it comes back out for Emma Simmons. For three, it's no good. Went wide to the left, out of bounds, and going back to the BG Bobcats. So a good start to the third quarter for Sydney has quickly turned back into a little bit of momentum here for the BG Bobcats. So Baldwin's going to come across midcourt, and boy, we got a lot of contact there between Baldwin and Simmons with 5:20 to go in the third. Those two have been going after each other all night here with 5:20 to go in the third. And foul's going to be on Simmons, her first, team's first. And so BG will look to get it in on the baseline, or excuse me, on the sideline, and they do. And Emma is just like, I'm going to guard Celeste even harder now after that one. And ball is loose at midcourt, taken away here by Sydney. Quickly in transition, a jumper won't go down for Michaela Bales. On the rebound, we're going to have a jump ball. It's going to stay with the Sydney Warriors. So we hit 5 minutes to go in the third. 23-12 is our score. Warriors will look to get it in. They find Emma Simmons underneath, and this time she is fouled on that right-handed layup. And she will step in for her foul shots here with 5:04 to go in the third. Emma with only 4 points so far tonight. Looking to get something going here for Sydney. And her first shot at the line is good. So Emma Simmons now with 5 points for Sydney, makes it 23-13. So we hit 5 minutes to go here in the third. Second shot coming for Emma. And this one is good. So Emma Simmons now with 6 points. BG going back to the bench. Coach Conway trying to keep these bodies as fresh as he can. And so Jonna Henderson will be doing the inbounding duties. Sydney coming with some full court pressure. Sydney does get it into Celeste Baldwin. Baldwin down the left side of the floor here as BG goes right to left, tosses one up. No contact, no foul there. And so Sydney back down the other way with Sirigliano. Front of the Sydney bench, goes to the interior, finds Russo. This one loose on the floor. Russo's able to scoop it over to Bales. Her shot is short. And it's picked up there by Baldwin. She tries the home run pass all the way down the floor for McEntee. And she couldn't hold on to it. And so Mondor will scoop it up and bring it back across midcourt. Now for Simmons. Floater in the lane. Won't go. Rebound is picked up by Jordan Parsons. And underneath, ball rolls out of bounds. Going to go back to BG. Simmons got her piece of it there and was knocked out of bounds. And so BG will get it back with 4:17 to go in the third, and our score is BG 23, Sydney 14. Both teams, a lot of effort here. Both teams trying really hard. Now a steal by Simmons, talking about that effort. Simmons takes it to the rim. Right-handed layup won't go. She wanted the foul and then gets called for a reach-in after that. So Emma not pleased at the moment. She thought she was fouled as she went up for the layup. Instead, she gets called for the foul on a reach-in on the rebound. So 4:10 to go here in the third. Bobcats back down the floor. Setting up the offense as they go right to left. They try to pass one to the interior. Stolen away by Mondor of Sydney. Mondor down the floor. Tosses one up and it gets stuck between the glass and the rim. With 3:59 here to go in the third. And so the foul before she took that shot is going to be on BG. It'll be on McEntee. That's going to be her second and the team's third. They're working on getting this ball unstuck from the rim. They've got another basketball out there, and they're able to, well, it took about three or four tries, but they were able to break it free. That's where you're always waiting for somebody to go out there and say, oh, I can still jump that high. Usually it's an assistant coach or somebody like that, and they either really show off their hops or they can't get up there in time. I have not volunteered to do that anytime recently, that's for sure. And the first shot at the line is Mondor. She gets it to go. Mondor's playing well here tonight. She now has 3 points. Second shot coming. And this one is good for Mondor. So it's 23-16 with 4 minutes to go in the third. BG Girls on top of Sydney. I'm Nate Lull here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Here is Baldwin, gets it back at the left elbow as BG goes right to left. Baldwin's going to go to McEntee. Baldwin looking for options, finds Jordan Parsons. Parsons to the left side, feeds one down low. Pass here for BG. They'll leave it off for Baldwin, right-handed layup. Rolls off the back of the rim. And a rebound for Sydney just as the shot clock was about to go off. Simmons lost one down low for Sirigliano. Looking for that ball. She gets tied up. Looks like we're going to have a foul on the play. Foul's going to be on Baldwin, her third and the team's fourth here. So Baldwin's got to be careful. Still a bunch of time left in this game. And she's got three fouls, and she's their main ball handler for BG as the Bobcats lead 23-16. With 3:15 to go in the third. Here is Simmons, top of the key, takes one down low, and it's off the glass and good for Emma Simmons. And she's got 8 points. And it's 23-18 with 3 minutes to go in the third. Baldwin back down the floor, and a foul is going to be on Sydney, I believe on Sirigliano, yes, who was kind of bodying her down the floor. So our team foul situation, BG with four, Sydney with three here in the third quarter. Baldwin's going to look to get it in. Passes to McEntee on the left low block. She got tied up. Mondor was right in there to rip down that jump ball. Possession arrow here is going to give it to BG. With 2:55 to go in the third. And it's going to be Baldwin doing the inbounding duties here with BG leading 23-18 late in the third quarter. Bobcats will look to get it in. They find McEntee, right-handed layup, won't go. And Sirigliano's going to grab a rebound. And back down the floor she comes. Sirigliano gets around her defender, tries to go to the interior, picked up her dribble in a tough spot, goes to Russo, who travels. And it's going to go back to BG with 2:40 to go in the third here in Sydney tonight. We have a close MAC girls basketball contest with our score BG 23 and Sydney 18. Long pass ahead to Baldwin. She tried to shovel it forward but couldn't get there in time, and Emma Simmons was able to sweep it away. And here comes Simmons across midcourt, finds Bales at the left elbow for Russo, and her jumper is good. Emily Russo now with 4 points. Makes it 23-20, and Sydney has cut this down to a three-point ball game with 2:15 to go in the third. Bobcats have it with Kazmierski. The lead was 8 at halftime, and Sydney's chipped it down to 3. McEntee with the ball, goes back to Baldwin. Wants a deep 3, and Baldwin hits it. Wow, Baldwin from way downtown, and she's got 9 points, and Coach Conway wants to talk it over. Huge three there from Celeste Baldwin, and BG leads 26-20 with 1:57 to go in the third. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Law with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Sydney misses a jumper out of the timeout. Baldwin with a rebound. And here comes BG back down the floor with a six-point lead. Henderson, a jumper is partially blocked by Sirigliano. Warriors come down with it. Coach Pierce yelling to go, go to his team. Wants them to push it in transition. Minute 20 to go in the third. Three ball here for Sydney. No good. Rebound McEntee. Shot was taken on that far side by Michaela Bales. Now ahead for Baldwin. Little up and under jumper. No good. Kazmierski, shortest player on the court, goes into the land of the Giants. Gets that rebound and puts it in. She's got 5 points. Here is Sirigliano. Wants to pull it back out. The lead is back up to 8 for BG. 28-20. Pass down low for Bales. No good. Sirigliano's tip on the rebound won't go. And Baldwin's going to come down with it here with 40 seconds to go in the third. Baldwin picks up her dribble in a tough spot. Goes to McEntee on the right side. McEntee looking for options. Goes to Henderson. Henderson holding on to it. Back to McEntee. 10 on the shot clock. 25 on the game clock. McEntee's going to just roast one up here from the right wing side for three, even though she had 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Now back to Simmons. Simmons with 10 on the shot, or 10 on the game clock, I should say. Passes down low for Mondor, taken away here by Baldwin. 5 seconds left. Kazmierski across midcourt. Does she know she's going to have to try to shoot at the buzzer? It's no good. Three quarters in the books. It is BG Girls leading Sydney 28-20 here at SCS. I'm Nate Lullen. We'll be back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back as we start the fourth quarter. Our score, BG Girls leading Sydney 28-20 here in Sydney tonight. And the Bobcats have the basketball. Left side of the floor now for Parsons. Looking for some different options. Finds a backdoor pass, which was wide open there to Henderson, but it was too tall. It's going to roll out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Sydney. So the Warriors were down 8 at halftime. They chipped it all the way down to 3. This was a 23-20 game before BG's gone on a little 5-0 run here, including a deep 3 by Celeste Baldwin to balloon this back up to 28-20. And now a turnover on a travel by Sydney. Russo with the travel there. And so it's going to come back to the BG Bobcats. BG will look to work it in. Down the right side of the floor with Kazmierski. They are in the navy blue with the white trim going right to left. Kazmierski with a tall pass down low looking for Henderson. Too tall for her and out of bounds, and now back to Sydney. So both teams giving the ball back and forth to each other here. Sydney, led by Emma Simmons tonight with 8 points, will work it back down the floor, going left to right. They're in the white with the maroon trim. Simmons, pump fakes on a three at the top of the key. Goes to Ava Sirigliano, the very talented sophomore. Dishes it inside for Russo. To Mondor, far side. Her left-handed layup won't go. McEntee windexes the glass for a rebound. Baldwin ahead now for Henderson. Henderson works one back out to Parsons. And Parsons will go to Benjamin. Now here to Henderson. Henderson back to Baldwin on the left side. Waiting for a screen. Celeste comes off a screen, dribbles it out of bounds. It's going to go back to Sydney, it looks like. With 6.5 to go in the fourth, our score is BG 28 and Sydney 20. And so back down the floor, here comes Emma Simmons over the midcourt timeline. A bounce pass, finding Russo at the left elbow. Now to Sirigliano. Sirigliano on the right baseline will dish one back out for Constable. Straight away, long two, won't go. And the ball is loose on the floor, and somehow Sydney comes out of the dogpile with it. Simmons now with the basketball. They got a fresh shot clock to work with. They go to Constable, far side. Her shot is no good. Went up and hit the top of the backboard. It's out of bounds. And so it's going to go back to BG with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And our score 28-20. BG girls leading the Sydney Warriors here tonight in Sydney. A good rivalry matchup here tonight between the Bobcats and the Warriors. Baldwin at the top of the key looking for some options here. Celeste has 9 points on three threes tonight here for BG so far. Baldwin to the left side, and she's had the ball in her hands a majority of the night. Dishes one off here for Parsons. Her shot won't go. Knocked out of bounds. Going to stay with BG, though. Sirigliano was the last one to touch it. So Baldwin will be doing the inbounding duties, and a timeout's going to be taken here by Coach Conway of BG. With 5:38 to go in the fourth, our score, BG 28 and Sydney 20. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back with 5:38 to go in the fourth. 28-20 is our score. Out of the timeout, BG with the basketball. They go to Baldwin, and she's going to loft one up here to Jonna Henderson near the half-court Sydney S. Henderson holding on to it goes to Parsons on the interior. Now back out for Baldwin and a jump ball. Let's see here. Looks like the arrow is going to keep it with BG. And I'm sure that Coach Conway, that's not what he drew up there in the timeout, as he's shaking his head here trying to get these girls to execute and try to pull off this win here on the road here tonight in Sydney. They've done a good job. They go to Parsons on the left side, goes back up to Kazmierski, and Kazmierski is fouled as this was Constable chasing her back in the backcourt. Boy, and that really, I think, bailed out BG there, unless they're saying that ball was out of bounds. Yeah, they're going to say it was out of bounds. Okay, I thought it was a foul. And so Sydney will get it in. They go to Russo with the high post. Russo to Sirigliano, back far side for Constable. Her jumper is an air ball out of bounds. And it's going to go back to BG with exactly 5 minutes to go. Can BG hang on here for a win on the road as they lead 28-20? Well, BG throws it away on the inbounds, and so it's going to go back to Sydney. With 4:59 to go in the fourth quarter, BG's going to the bench here, and Wambacher's going to come back in. Kazmierski to the bench. And so the Warriors will look to get it in. They go directly to Emma Simmons, who nails a deep three. And Simmons has got 11 points. That was maybe the deepest three of the night. Makes it 28-23 with 4:45 to go in the fourth. Baldwin passes to the interior. Parsons gets it. Goes back to Baldwin here. Jumper in the lane. No good. Sirigliano with a rebound. Sydney's got plenty of time here. Sirigliano in transition and a traveling violation. Just got too far ahead of herself there. And so with 4.5 to go, our score, BG 28 and Sydney 23. Here's BG across midcourt. They go to Wambacher in the right wing corner as BG goes right to left. Wambacher now stuck in a tough spot. Trying to get it to Parsons. Boy, we got bodies flying everywhere. Ball is still loose. They haven't called anything. It rolls out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Sydney. Unbelievable there. His bodies were flying both ways. And there was no call. Basically, everybody was just kind of falling over. And Sydney was able to get it back. Here is Sirigliano in the paint. And to the far side. A jumper here by Sydney is no good. Ball rolls out of bounds, going to stay with Sydney. That was Mondor looking for it. Boy, both teams are kind of looking at the officials. Sydney's going to take a timeout here. This has turned into a little bit of a rugby scrum with 3:50 to go in the fourth. It's 28-23, BG on top of Sydney. We'll be right back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
I can't believe it! I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
3:50 to go in the fourth. Our score is the BG girls leading 28-23 over Sydney. Sydney Warriors trying to chip away here with 3:49 to go. Warriors have it out of the timeout, directly in front of their own bench, going left to right. Here's Sirigliano, left side, leaving one back off for Emma Simmons. Simmons pump fakes, steps through two defenders, can't get the shot to go, but is fouled. And Parsons will be whistled for that call, her fourth and the team's first. So here's our team foul situation. That was the first foul of the fourth quarter on either team. So one on BG and none on Sydney so far. So here's Emma at the line. She's made a living there tonight and cannot get the first one to go. She has 11 points. A majority of them are from the line here tonight besides that deep three, which she hit just a few minutes ago. Simmons' second shot at the line. Left that one short as well, but tracks down her own rebound. Steps through, loses control, but somehow comes out on the other end, misses the left-handed layup, and BG gets the rebound with Wambacher. And Wambacher will dribble it back down the floor, finding Jonna Henderson. Henderson looking for options, goes to the corner to McIntyre. He's had a quiet second half, but is doing a lot of the little things very well. 3:10 to go here in the fourth. Pass to the interior, turnaround baby hook shot from Wambacher is no good, but she's fouled and will head to the line. And so this fourth quarter has gotten a little physical, but, you know, I don't mind it so much. The refs have let some things go, but it's been those weird situations where maybe something could have been a jump ball. It's not anything malicious or anything. It's just almost kind of awkward to watch, you know what I mean? As Wambacher to the line hits the first one. the senior, Abigail Wambacher, with a big shot there. Yeah, it's one of those situations where, you know, players are coming together, both grabbing for the ball, and they just don't call anything. Second shot for Wambacher is good. So she now has 4 points, makes it 30-23 with 3:05 to go in the fourth. Warriors with the basketball. They try to pump one down low. It was kicked out of bounds, looking for Mondor. Last touch, though, by BG with exactly 3 minutes to go in the fourth. Warriors get it in. They go to Simmons. Simmons back out for Sirigliano. Steps in for two. Got it. Ava has been cold tonight, but that's a big one. And she's got four. Makes it 30-25. BG on top by five. On the road here with 2:45 to go. And here is Baldwin. And it's going to be a foul on Emma Simmons. Simmons is frustrated. She has been playing tough defense all night, but they've whistled her for a lot of those little touch infractions. 2:42 to go in the fourth. Coach Pierce saying, you got to be careful. You can't foul. She's got three. BG with the basketball. Parsons goes back to Baldwin on the left side. Baldwin steps in, and she's fouled this time by Sirigliano with 2.5 to go. Baldwin with 9 points on three threes. Going to have a chance here at the foul line now. It's a little playful joking between Baldwin and Sirigliano there. Big smiles on both faces. First shot by Baldwin at the line is good. She's got 10. Second shot coming here for Baldwin as BG now leads 31-25. Baldwin makes the second, and she has 11. Makes it 32-25. With 2:25 to go in the fourth. Pass to the foul line here for Russo. Now looking for Sirigliano. She couldn't hold on, and BG with a steal. McEntee said thank you very much and scooped it up off the floor. Baldwin across midcourt to the high post. Zips one far side now for McEntee. With 2:05 to go here in the fourth, Wambacher with the ball. Leaves one for Henderson on the interior. Henderson, right-handed layup. Second chance opportunity, leaves it for McEntee, and we're going to have a foul. Actually, they're going to say it's going to go back to Sydney on a jump ball down low. And so the jump ball is going to give it back to the Warriors. They get a bit of a gift there with 1:57 to go. No matter how this finishes up, stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Here are the Warriors with the ball. They pass to Mondor down low. Shot no good. Henderson with a rebound. Outlet pass to Baldwin. And Baldwin in transition. Floats one for Parsons. 20 on the shot clock. They go to Henderson left side in front of her own bench as BG goes right to left. 1.5 to go. BG leading 32-25. Wambacher left side. Pump fakes. Splits two defenders. Dishes one down low for McIntyre, who wasn't ready for it. Ball rolls out of bounds. It's going to go back to Sydney with 1:23 to go. BG on top, 32-25. And so Sydney will look to bring it up the floor here with Emma Simmons. Simmons is across midcourt. Bounce pass to the right side for Sirigliano. Good move here by Sirigliano, trying to get to the basket. It's tied up, and a jump ball is going to give it back to BG. And every time that you think Sydney's got some momentum, BG finds an answer. Timeout, Sydney, with 1:10 to go. Oh, excuse me, 1:10 to go. BG 32, Sydney 25. We'll be back on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, a quick turnover here by BG is going to give it back to Sydney. So the Warriors still have life with 1 minute to go. Left side here for the Warriors. They're going to pump one to the interior. And a pull-up jumper here won't go. Rebound is picked up by BG. Shot there was from Michaela Bales, but she couldn't get it. Ahead now for Henderson. Got it. And Jonna Henderson might have just put the icing on the cake there for BG. They lead 34-25 with 40 seconds to go. Srigliano on the right side. Passes one back out. Emma Simmons for three. Rattled in and out. And a rebound for McEntee. Underhand shovel here for Baldwin. And Baldwin's going to get fouled by Emma Simmons at midcourt with 26 seconds left. 34-25 our score. That's going to be the fourth on Emma. And BG will get it in. They find Baldwin into the paint, dishing one down low for Parsons, who scores. Jordan Parsons gives BG a 36-25 lead with 15 seconds left. Simmons going to go for three here. It won't go. Out of bounds. Going to stay with Sydney with 11 seconds left. And BG pretty much led wire to wire here tonight and is able to pick up a really nice road win in Sydney. This is another Coach Conway masterpiece. He always finds a way to do these, get these wins on the road in tough environments. Foul's going to be on BG here as that ball pinballing around with 9 seconds left. And so BG is going to spoil the party here on senior night. Simmons for three. So they get it in. Baldwin with another rebound, and that's going to do it. Baldwin will just dribble this one out. And BG wins 36-25 on the road in Sydney. Postgame show coming up here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time inside the gym here in Sydney. Just a reminder, we'll be back on the air tomorrow night. We have a huge game as the Unitico boys host Delhi. They are the top two teams in the MAC right now in terms of record. That's going to be a 7:15 game tomorrow night in Sydney. We'll have our Butler Auto pregame show at about 7 or 7:05 tomorrow. Again, that game's in Unitico. If you get a chance to go, it's probably going to be one of the best boys' games of the regular season. So make sure you maybe go check that out. Our final score here tonight, BG Girls defeating Sydney on the road 36-25. Let's do our scoring summary here first for Sydney. 11 points for Emma Simmons. 4 from Courtney Mondor, 4 from Ava Sirigliano, 4 from Emily Russo, and 2 from Michaela Bales tonight for Sydney. Tough shooting night for the Warriors. They just couldn't get it going at times, and BG had just enough to hold them off. Balanced scoring tonight on the other side for Coach Conway's BG Bobcats. 11 points for Celeste Baldwin. She had 3 threes and then those foul shots at the end, so she had a team-high 11. Danielle McEntee had 10 points. She had 10 at halftime, but finishes with 10 here tonight. 5 for Taylor Kazmierski off the bench. She was excellent. 4 points for Abigail Wambacher and two for Jordan Parsons. And again, our final score 36-25 tonight in favor of BG over Sydney. Let's get into our three awards. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, as NBT Bank has been a proud supporter of local high school sports here on WCDO for many, many years. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I'll go with Celeste Baldwin tonight. 11 points for BG. Her team gets the win. I thought she was pretty much a rock with the ball in her hands, got a lot of rebounds. She could probably be our all-purpose player as well, but we will give Celeste Baldwin our Outstanding Offense Award here tonight. Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball here on WCDO. I'll go 10 points tonight for Danielle McEntee, also great on the glass, and did a good job on the interior, along with some of her other teammates, of slowing down Ava Sirigliano, who had that big height advantage tonight for Sydney. So we'll give Danielle McEntee from BG our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly, tonight is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season. Is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'll go Emma Simmons tonight from Sydney, 11 points, played her tail off, played great defense on Celeste Baldwin, and had the ball in her hands constantly just in terms of facilitating and trying to get things going. So we will give Emma Simmons tonight our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer. He was doing double duty here tonight. He was at the game earlier tonight. His daughter, Anna Tomeo, is one of the three seniors here on this Sydney girls team. So he was here for the senior presentation, and a big thank you to Jimmy. Went back down to the studio, and he was doing some board hopping duties for us tonight. He's our in-game producer, as always. Craig Stevens helping out a little bit there tonight as well. Those guys are the dream team. Couldn't do it without them back at the headquarters down on Main Street in Sydney. So we really appreciate the work from Craig and Jim tonight. Again, we'll be back on the air tomorrow night as the Unitego boys host Delhi. 7:15 is the tip-off for that 7:05 Butler Auto pregame show. That one's going to be a doozy, so make sure you check in tomorrow night for that. Again, final score tonight, BG girls defeat Sydney on the road 36-25. I'm Nate Lawlin. We'll see you tomorrow night on WCDO.
Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.